Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Let's talk the history about Lake Chelan State Park. Washington State Parks became, on paper, a reality in 1913. But good ideas are often like planting apple trees from seed. It takes a while for them to become trees, and you can never really be sure of the fruit until it's eaten. First, there had to be a constitutional means by which the state could be given land. Next, an entire system had to be created for the state's management of gifted land. 1915 saw the creation of Washington's first state park board, including the governor. Not all governors supported this concept of state parks. Gifts of land are expensive to maintain. Poaching timber was common. Illegal hunting created more problems. Liability issues, preservation expenses, development and access created more legal and financial headaches. World War I had just ended and the economy was still unstable. Families didn't have a lot of disposable income. It was easy for a governor to put the problem of state parks and their economic demands on the political back burner and just let it simmer. John Stevenson and his wife Elizabeth built a cabin near the mouth of First Creek in 1888. They were the first in this small drainage to take advantage of the Homestead Act of 1862. Their claim would become known as Stevenson's Landing. It was here that the first steamer of the lake, the Belle of Chelan, was launched. The Stevensons sold out in 1905. The new owner, in turn, began leasing the farm to various tenants. By the late 20s, the land was being used as a tourist stop, and it deteriorated. The property fell into disrepair. When one of the two certainties of life, death and taxes, were not met, a door of opportunity was created. Land could be had for paying back taxes. American families were now mobile and wanting, almost demanding places they could affordably drive to. And one place they felt they could and should be able to go were state parks. The need for a new park was presented to the legislature. A site on South Shore, the old Stevenson's Landing, was identified as the premier site. On February 15, 1943, the state of Washington received a judgment from Babco, Inc., in part for failure to pay back taxes. The land was specifically intended to become a state park. Lake Chelan State Park then became a state park with a couple of additions, had a total of 127 acres over a mile of water frontage along one of the cleanest and deepest lakes in North America. What more in life is held for any man than found upon the shores of Lake Chelan? This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.